And it is time for the Week in Theater. Almost all the theaters around the Chicago area have their holiday productions up and running. Whether it's Frozen the musical out at the Paramount or The Little Mermaid at the Drury Lane. The Goodman has a little show that they do call A Christmas Carol. But I got to tell you, my favorite, It's a Wonderful Life. That has been running for over 20 years with the American Blues Theater. It's a Wonderful Life live in Chicago, which is the story that you know from the Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed movie, done as an old-time radio show. It's so fun to go and see this show, and every year they come in to visit with us, to goof around with us, to laugh with us. And here they are giggling all the way already. Nice to have you all here with us. Brandon Dahlquist plays George Bailey. Audrey Stone Billings is Mary Bailey. Our pal Michael Mahler is one of the actors. He's the announcer. He's the musical director. Ian Custer plays Harry in the show. And J.G. Smith is the Foley or sound effects person for the show. Welcome, everybody. Nice to have you here with
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
We're thrilled to be here.
Well, it's trying to figure out how many years that you guys have been coming in. What year is this, Michael, for the production?
I have a six-year-old. I have no idea what year it is.
You barely remember 10 minutes ago, don't
right,
you?
Right. Yeah, no, this is, yeah, it's over. We've been doing this show for over 20 years. I've been involved for, I think, 13 now. It's amazing. It's mm-hmm. such a cool thing to be a part of a tradition like this.
Yeah, it's the second longest running holiday show mm-hmm. in Chicago. I know that. Brandon, for how many years now have you been doing this? You've been...
Yeah, this is year eight for me.
Year eight.
I started in 2016, was my first season.
Yeah.
He's our longest running George Bailey of all
that's
time.
Right. That's right. Still running.
Yeah. Get you. Get you. Well, Audrey, you're a veteran with
this is my fifth year.
Yeah.
It's really, I mean, it's kind of wild because my first year was on Zoom in the middle of COVID.
How and so, crazy is that?
Yeah, it feels kind of crazy that that was the jump off for my stint as Mary Bailey, but it's really nice to be doing it live.
We were just talking before we went on the air about, you know, doing the show on Zoom and doing this show on with all of our guests on Zoom back in the day. But how weird, right, to do a live theatrical production and nobody's in the theater.
It was really, you know, at first I think we were all afraid it'd feel really disconnected, but it actually was lovely because we had people tuning in from all over the country and the world. So we had somebody in London at like 2 a.m. tuning in to watch this Zoom production of It's a Wonderful Life. So, I don't know. I think it's special whether it's live or virtual.
Yeah,
and it is fun to be back in the room with people because we always ask the audience how far have they traveled to come see us, and invariably there's people that have traveled from all over the place. Like last night, we had people from the Philippines
and
from
South Africa.
Yeah.
Wow!
Yeah. So it's pretty wild.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's something about this show also, right? That's so universal.
Absolutely,
and you know, people know It's a Wonderful Life from everywhere, and to see it performed in such a unique way, you know, that's got to be kind of special as well. Ian, how many years for you now?
I've been doing it 11 years.
You are the veteran.
Me and Michael, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, 11 years. It's been a long time.
Yeah, so. That's amazing.
Fighting for the title.
Here we are. We're battling it out, Mike.
And in lots of different theaters, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Now American Blues Theater has its has a brand new home.
We have our own space now, which is really amazing. You know, talking about just, you know, doing it on Zoom, but we've done it at so many other theaters in Chicago, whether it was Victory Gardens or the Chopin or the Greenhouse Theater in Lincoln Park. And so it's really, really special to finally be doing it at our own house in our own place, up in Budlong Woods.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a really neat place to be.
Just it's right on Lincoln Avenue.
And Bryn Mawr.
Right near Bryn Mawr.
Yeah, right across from the Budlong Public Library.
Yeah. How fun is it, Michael, for you? To be in, you know, a permanent home, a brand new home,
It's a dream come true. Yeah.
Beautiful building. It's a beautiful, beautiful theater.
I feel like I still pinch myself every time I come to work. You know, we've been, like we said, we've been itinerant for so long. And to have a space of our own that we can come back to year after year, and we're expanding. You know, we've got our main space where we're doing It's a Wonderful Life. We've got a nice little black box theater where we're doing shows, too. It's a really exciting time for American Blues Theater. And we're just thrilled that people are coming out to see our stuff.
And the response from the neighborhood has been great. Everyone that lives up there is just very, very excited that we're there. And
so welcoming. Yep. And it's been really neat.
Yeah, that's very nice. JG, you are the Foley person.
Yeah.
Right.
Hi.
For the show. Explain what a Foley person is. All these years I've been trying to figure out why it's called Foley.
It is named after the originator of the technique, Jack Foley.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Look at that. All you got to do is ask.
She's a font of knowledge. Yes.
I guess I never really directly asked the question before.
there's a first time for everything. And I'm thrilled to gift you with that knowledge for the holidays.
Yes, thank you. That may be the nicest present I get all year.
Oh, wow. That's the nicest thing anybody said to me all year.
Now, I can't see what you have spread out in front of you there, but you have all kinds of things
to do sound effects
for the show, right?
I do have a few tools of the trade. There are some that are especially beautiful and especially fragile, so I've left them back at the theater where they're safe.
Right.
So come see the show and you'll get to hear even more. The extended cut, the DLC, if you will. But what I have today is a couple of ones that you'll probably hear in some of the scenes that we'll read for you.
For example?
For example, if you want to hear maybe George running through some snow, it sounds a little bit like... And maybe he's picking up some speed. Yeah. And maybe he's getting into his house and slamming the door.
Okay.
Or maybe he's getting into a car right now and it sounds something like this.
Oh, that sounds...
And a few more that, again, I won't spoil for the audience.
Leave a little magic. Leave a little magic. So in addition to It's a Wonderful Life, music, Michael, you provide during the show, before the show, after the show, right?
Yes.
For example, maybe take us into a break here with... What do you got for us?
Oh, sure. Well,
you just happen to have a guitar wrapped around your neck.
Oh, how about that? What do you know?
I mean, he always does.
I don't think I've ever seen him without a guitar around his neck.
I was that guy at the parties in college. Yeah.
But talented. Except he actually could sing.
John Belushi never took my guitar and smashed it on the wall. But so here we go. Now a few words from our sponsors. Who do you choose for theater reviews, Hollywood news, and celeb interviews? Sundays at 9, weekday mornings till 10. Catch Dean Richards on WGN.
Wow, look at that. My own song.
There you go.
My own song. You know, I have the lyrics that you gave me, framed lyrics.
Oh, yeah. You put that up on eBay, you'll get tens of dollars.
I have. I would never do such a thing. I have it proudly at my desk here. 10:45, It's a Wonderful Life live in Chicago, is in its 23rd annual production, in case you were counting. It's the 23rd year. It's running through December 22nd. We'll tell you how you can go see it and actually recreate a couple of the scenes when we come right back. It is 10:49. Oh, yeah. I didn't know we're getting some juice harp here this morning. That is a good sound right there. Coming up after 11 o'clock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and the cast of the new Moana 2. Talked with them last week. We'll share those interviews coming up in just a little while. Meantime, though, we've got the cast of It's a Wonderful Life live in Chicago, 23rd annual production put on by the American Blues Theater. You can get tickets at AmericanBluesTheater.com or by calling 773-654-3103. Michael Mahler is here, Brandon Dahlquist, Audrey Stone Billings, Ian Custer, and J.G. Smith. from the cast. And Brandon, what are we going to do here to start things off?
Well, this is what we call the George and Mary meet cute. So, see if you can figure that out.
Hey, Mary, look where we are.
Oh, the old Granville house.
Yeah, I gotta throw a rock.
Oh, no, don't. I love that old house.
Well, no, don't you know about deserted houses? You gotta make a wish, and then you throw a rock.
Oh, George, that place is so lovely. I wish I lived there.
What, that place? Well, I wouldn't live there even as a ghost. Hey, now you watch this, Your Highness. Second floor, right above the parlor. Hot dog!
What's going on over there?
Hey, well, who's that?
It's just Old Man Collins. What'd you wish for, George?
Oh, well, not just one wish. A whole hatful, Mary. Now, I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off of my feet, and I'm going to see the world. Italy, Greece, the Parthenon, the Colosseum. And then I'll come back here, and I'll go to college, and I'll see what they know. And then... I'm going to build things, huh? I'm going to build airfields. I'm going to build skyscrapers 100 stories tall. I'll build bridges a mile long, and then... What? Are you going to throw one, too? Say, well, that's pretty good, Mary. Well, now, hey, what did you wish for?
Oh, no. If I tell you, it may not come true.
Well, hey, come on now, Mary. Well, now, what do you want, huh? Do you want the moon? Huh? You just say the word, and I'll throw a lasso around it. I'll pull it down and give it to you.
I'll take it. And then what?
Then? Well, then you could swallow it. And it all dissolves, see? And then the moonbeam's fingers and your toes and the ends of your hair. And am I talking too much?
Yes! Why don't you kiss her instead of talking her to death?
Oh, you want me to kiss her, huh?
Sure. Why don't you kiss her instead of talking her to death?
Oh, okay, I will kiss her,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, youth is wasted on the wrong people.
Love it. I love it. I love it.
Truer words never spoken, right?
And Ian, your characterization of the old man on the porch.
That's right, yeah.
That's fast becoming my favorite character now in this production.
He has a lot of history. You know, he's a lived human being.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. So explain, Michael, what goes on now. When somebody comes to the theater, it's more than just sitting down and watching this production, which is done like an old-time, like golden age of radio, show, right?
Yeah, we welcome you in. You know, we're hoping that when people buy tickets that they show up a little bit early because we're all in the theater welcoming the audience into their seats and warming up by playing a bunch of holiday songs. And we introduce them to the different aspects of the radio show, right? Like the Foley and the jingles and the music and how we all change our voices to play all different characters. And there's a whole pre-show that happens even before the story of It's a Wonderful Life even starts.
Yeah, boy, if only somebody had a guitar around their neck.
Yeah.
I think one of the most fun parts that came out of doing this virtually is the artist and Carol mashup that Mike, our resident genius, does.
Yes.
So if you throw out an artist that you love.
Okay.
Any artist.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, sure.
She's the queen of Christmas.
She's the queen of Christmas.
Let's get a Christmas carol, JG.
Oh, how about Winter Wonderland?
Winter Wonderland by Mariah Carey.
I want to see you do Mariah Carey.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's a winter wonderland all across this wonderland. I just want it for my own, more than you have ever known. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is a wonderland.
Look at you. Look at you.
Wow. It's very silly.
Do you have any voice left after that?
Yes. I'll be fine.
Apologize to anybody going to see the show today. The part of Michael Mahler will be played by
Mariah Carey.
By
she's
Mariah
flying
Carey.
In
she's
available. As we speak.
Hey, you got into it. The show is going on till the end of December, right? Mm-hmm. So plenty of opportunities to come and see the show.
Oh, yeah. December 22nd.
22nd, to be exact.
Yes,
okay,
December
very good.
December 22nd.
If people want to get information, AmericanBluesTheater.com. is a way to order tickets. What else do we have here for us?
I mean, I think there's an iconic scene that...
We would be remiss, Dean, if we didn't ask you.
Yeah, honestly, it's the only reason I invite you back. So I can be in one of the
what is the Christmas holiday without this very famous scene?
Yes. Right.
You know your line.
I say it almost every day.
All right. So we've made it to the end of the story, and everyone's very happy. And here comes George running through the streets of Bedford Falls.
Well, I'm going home, Bert. Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls. Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan. Hey, Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter.
And Happy New Year to you in jail. Now go home. They're waiting for you.
Yes.
I'm very near the theater if you ever need me to feel it.
We will keep that in mind for sure.
We were talking during one of the breaks that Brandon, was that you that accidentally said Harry Potter?
I did, unfortunately. Because it's Henry Potter, as we all know.
Henry Potter.
And so
I don't think I ever knew.
Yeah, it's Henry Potter. And I at
we're
one point,
learning things left and right here today.
Very educational.
But I was
John
like,
Foley, Henry Potter.
How did a man like Harry Potter gonna spend all that money he makes? And then someone in the room said something about you're a scurvy old spider, and I like the Patronus. You're a scurvy little Patronus.
Yeah, it's a nice mashup.
There you go. For the kids.
A nice cultural mashup. Let me tell you something to our audience. This is just one of the most fun nights that you will have going to see a show. It's something the whole family can enjoy. Take them out. If you're familiar with the movie at all, you'll enjoy this even more. It's A Wonderful Life, live in Chicago. It's at the American Blues Theater, which their new home is 5627 North Lincoln Avenue, AmericanBluesTheater.com, or call 773-654-3103. You have performances today, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Isn't today the opening?
Today's opening. Yeah.
Today's the opening. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. They came on our stupid show. I really love that. Guys, thank you all so much. All right, Michael, one little song here before to take us out.
Oh, of course. What else do we sing in the show? Oh, we sing... Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old?